Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. In continuing our discussion about the top 10 reasons your book will be a huge success, which we talked about briefly in episode 90, the next reason I want to go into more detail about is that you're posting regularly to social media and maintaining your accounts there well. Of course, on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and any other social media site, you have to post, at least occasionally. But don't just make status updates mindlessly and tweet out into space. It's definitely easy to connect your WordPress blog with your Twitter account, for example, and have every post you make tweeted automatically. Don't get me wrong, this is great for building content on Twitter without exerting any extra effort, or even really thinking about it. But don't get lulled into a false sense of security, because that's not quite enough. I'm focusing on Twitter for simplicity, but the strategies I outline here are going to be the same for the other social sites as well. Believe it or not, building your Twitter following actually involves a little bit of effort, and it also involves looking for followers in places other than Twitter. But it doesn't have to be too difficult or take too much of your time. One strategy is to identify the big players in your field or your area of expertise. Find the Twitter pages of agents, editors, publishers, bloggers, anyone who could be a strong professional connection for you. Follow them. Tweet at them from time to time. Favorite their tweets. Retweet their tweets. Don't be afraid to establish that personal connection. You won't be able to connect with everybody, so don't worry about that. But if you can establish a relationship with several key players, you might find that eventually they're retweeting your tweets to all their followers as well. This is a way to grow your Twitter following quickly while getting to know people that can help you down the line. Be sure to include your Twitter handle, that is, your username, in the emails you send to people, on your business card, on your website, and for sure in the bio section of any guest posts you write for other bloggers. These are all tried and true ways of driving traffic to your Twitter page. But in addition to all that, just post normal tweets and post often. Twitter is a little different than Facebook in that people generally expect more tweets than they do status updates. But posting once every hour or two on Twitter is not uncommon. On Facebook, maybe 3 times a day at the most. You see, every time you tweet, you're likely to pick up more followers. Little by little, day by day, is one of my mantras when it comes to building a following. Hashtags are especially important on Twitter, but are becoming more widely used on other sites too. Hashtags are single words, or strings of words, without spaces, preceded by a pound sign that you include in your posts. One example is hashtag writing and hashtag mwriting. Both of these are heavily searched, and if you include these hashtags, you'll show up in any search for those hashtags, which can greatly increase your visibility on Twitter and other sites. Now, if you're one of those people who hates using social networking sites and who tends to shy away from self-promotion, perhaps a bit of a mind shift can help. Anytime a thought occurs to you that is somehow related to your writing, even remotely, or if you happen across a picture that reminds you of something you're writing about or have written about, try to think about how great it would be to share it. And if you've already thought about sharing it with a friend, great. Think about sharing it with your followers as well. If you put some effort into making the association between interesting thoughts or visually appealing pictures and sharing them with your followers, you can train your mind over time to regularly come up with ideas about what to post. Visit all your pages once a day, either to post or at least to keep up on who's following you and who may have communicated with you through that site. Little by little, day by day, you will build your following and increase the size of your audience. And that's what being a published, selling author is all about. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Play Write podcast is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.